Yutes Macheshvan, we're holding in Siman Yud Dalet, Halacha Dalet, and we're going to the end of the Siman. Mizmor LeSoida is part of Sukkot Zimah, as we know, and it's also a very special Mizmor because we sing it. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch to do it standing and besimcha and to sing it. And recently, Baruch Hashem, there was a beautiful nigun that came out, Mizmor LeSoida, and it's something that's kedai for everyone to sing. Number two, as the Kitzur explains us, it's instead of a Korban Torah. Now, the Sfaradim actually hold very different. Al Pi Kabbalah, it's not really Mamish Korban Torah, and therefore the halacha is actually going to change. The Kitzur also points out that you stand by Yivorach, David, and also for Az Yoshu. By the Sfaradim also, and that's all Makbid on standing, except by Yivorach David, especially even for Yishtabach and even for Kaddish. It just depends. If you are already standing, you shouldn't sit down. By Birkas Yishtabach, that they do stand. But again, I said, by Mizmor LeSoida, they don't. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, hence, based on what everything we just said now, if you hold this is instead of a Korban Talmid, like the, instead of a Korban Teda, sorry. So if it's instead of a Korban Teda, so on Shabbos, you don't bring a Teda. So there's no reason to say Mizmor LeSoida on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Furthermore, the Kitzur says you don't say it on Chol HaMoed either Pesach because you don't bring a commentary because there's 10 breads of chametz. And Erev Yom Kippur, you also don't say it. The Sfaradim hold differently. They say you do say it during Pesach, you do say it Erev Yom Kippur because, like I said, they have a different gather of Mizmor LeSoida. It's not so much attached to the Korban Toida. Nevertheless, they don't say it on Shabbos and Yotav. I did see the Pesachim say if you started saying it, you could finish it. If a person came late to shul after they already started davening, the tzibah started davening, so the halacha is that the goal is to say Shemoneh Esrei to give the tzibah. And therefore, if you're going to skip a lot, you're allowed to skip the bat. There's a minimum that you have to say. And if you're not going to be able to say that minimum, then you can't, you have to then daven at your own pace and not skip anything. And this whole discussion of skipping, by the way, is not, can't be in a set mode. It has to be that it happened once or twice. The idea is that it's not bikvius. So here we go. If a person came late, the minimum is he has to make sure he's making a bracha on Tiras Yadayim and Birkas HaTorah and Elokei Neshama. After that, as long as he's going to say the brachas of Shema and Shema and be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur, he is good to go. The person can leave in the hold. That's why the Piskei Tshuva holds that if you are going to daven, I mean, you're going to make it with a Shliach Tzibur Chazor, so Shatzat also works. Mishnah does not agree with this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah holds that you can't skip Baruch She'omer Ashrei and Yishtabach. That's like the basics that you cannot skip. Now, the Kitzur himself says that if you have more time, so then you should say, like we said, Baruch She'omer, Tehillah LeDavid, meaning Ashrei and Yishtabach. If you have more time, you should start trying to say the Halleluka, starting with Kol HaNeshama, and then Halleluka, Luzes Hashem Min HaShemayim. After that, there's a dispute. Is Az Yashrei come first or the beginning of Hodil Hashem? Or the other halalukas. So I think the halalukas come before anything else. Then there's a question about Az Yashir versus Hoidu. And on Shabbos, there's a big tumult also. Does Nishmas override the standard daily Psukah Dezimra or not? This is also a fascinating tumult. Mishabur, Shara Tshuva. And somehow, no, Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kodim. It almost sounds like even more, let's say, Hasidic you are, so you're more, oh, Nishmas, how can you skip Nishmas? But if you go straight with Halacha, Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kodim, and if you go with whatever is normally said. So that's the tumult. When it comes to someone who comes to Shul, and they started saying Pesukah Dezimra, he doesn't have a tassel in the tefillin. So again, if we were talking about ladies, so we already explained what we said. You have to say, in the Tiras Yadayim, we said, Elokei Neshama, and because of Torah, and then really technically speaking, for women, they can be even more meikel, because technically speaking, they're not even obligated in the brachas of Shema, and Shema, so Mrs. Hesha's Magoma, so the main thing is Shema Nese. And women don't have the same obligation davening Betzibul. But even a man, as we said, he has the minimum that he has to do, which we just listed, but besides that, you also have to have Talis and Tefillin. So there are opinions actually hold that you could daven Shemoneh Esrei without Talis and Tefillin if you're going to wear it afterwards, but the Kitzur doesn't seem to hold that way, and the Mishnah doesn't hold like that either. But the Talis and Tefillin, you don't have to put on right away, meaning to say, let's say you're not getting it right away. So you could daven Sukkot Dezimra with everyone else, and then plan on when you're getting the Talis and Tefillin, make the bracha after Yishtabach. That's fine. Even Ben Aparkim, some hold it's okay. And that will allow a person to, so to speak, have extra time to be able to start davening early, and therefore, when he gets 1,000 tefillin, he won't be delayed and be able to daven together with the tzibur.